Hello, and welcome to episode 77 of Little Cabin Knits, Hygge for the Holidays. I'm your host, Emily. I'm a knitter, crocheter, crafter, mental health therapist, stay-at-home mom, dog mommy, adventurer of my home state of Alaska, and advocate for mental health awareness. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Little Cabin Knits. This episode segment contains around the campfire, on the shelf, on the couch, personal skill set, which is combined for a time for Hygge, and contemplation corner. So sit back and relax with me, my friends. I'm so grateful for you to join us yet again for another episode. By the way, Jimmy is joining us today too, so you'll hear him in the background. He's having a great time. But let's talk about knitting and crocheting. Around the campfire. Well, I want to begin by saying thank you guys so much for the warm reception you guys had to my last three episodes. Episode 74, I had my coworker Jerry on, and you guys, the responses I had to her being on the show and the sound quality, because I know it was rough going there. Recording on Zoom. You guys were so understanding and welcoming about that, but also you were excited to hear about another crocheter. I posted on Instagram the other day the finished blanket that Jerry was working on during episode 74, and you guys again are showing her the love. It's so wonderful. Yes, Jimmy. And then also thank you guys for the warm reception of episode 75 and 76, which were our Thanksgiving soundscapes. So the first one is in the morning and the second one is in the afternoon of Thanksgiving Day. It was just something that struck my fancy. Sometimes I get things in my head that would be super fun and I have no idea how they will be received. But according to you guys' messages and how many people have listened to the episodes, apparently that was a very well received change of pace. So thank you for that. Which, by the way, Jimmy, like I mentioned before, he's joining us today, so you'll have some more soundscape of Jimmy in the background. He's having a fun time right now tearing apart his toasted cheese sandwich. And licking his fingers and smacking his lips together. Are you a little ducky? Yes, you are.
Gug.
Yeah? Really?
Gug.
Yes.
Gug.
As for us, not much has changed in the past couple weeks. We've had a couple snowstorms, and right now I don't feel comfortable driving in the snow after we just had 24 hours of snow, and I don't feel comfortable driving in it today, so Jimmy and I are staying home, even though I really need to go to Costco and get some more diapers. I think we'll make it through until at least Friday and before I gotta go. But I am just having a great time. I'm settling into my job. I'm very stressed and a tiny bit overwhelmed by working full-time at home and being a mom full-time at home. You know, Jimmy really enjoys our one-on-one time and playing with Mama. And when I'm in a meeting or if I'm actually trying to concentrate on a project, he gets a little antsy. You heard his little attention whine just now, and it was because I had turned my head away. I wasn't looking at him as I recorded. Yes, look at you. So it's been a little trying. We've had some episodes of him taking his crayons and coloring on mirrors, coloring on our floor, coloring on our kitchen cabinets, putting a coloring crayon into the dog's water so it turned a weird blue, and then somehow he snuck a coloring crayon into his sleep sack when he went to bed, and it melted somehow during the night, and we actually, when we got him up the next morning, we were kind of panicking because we thought he was bleeding and was hurt because the crayon was red. And so we're looking everywhere on him, you know, trying to find if he was hurt at all. And then we found the crayon at the very bottom of the sleep sack. So that was fun to figure out how to get that out of there. I used a combination of baking soda And then I used that OxyClean. So I did two different soaks and slash hand scrubbing of those. And then I put it into the wash on its own. And it actually came out really well. I can't even see that there's any crayon still melted onto it. So that worked great. Otherwise, we got our Christmas decorations up. I simplified things this year. I also went out and bought $12 worth of plastic cheap ornaments because all of our ornaments are things that Mr. Radio and I consider heirlooms, and we don't want our little Jimmy Bean to get too excited and break them. And so for this year and possibly next year, we're going to use these ornaments that I purchased, and they don't look half bad. I mean, we have this teeny tiny tree. Like, it's not a Charlie Brown tree, but it's pretty tiny. So I think it's about maybe at most 4 feet tall. Maybe. So I've got those up. I got out our stockings that I knit for Mr. Radio and I a couple years ago, and Mr. Radio has decided that Jimmy gets his stocking because it has a truck on it, and Jimmy loves cars on trucks already. That's his favorite thing to play with Mr. Radio on is his trucks and play with that. Oh my gosh, we got him something super fun in regards to trucks and stuff for Christmas. So, and then he is taking over my stocking. And I am going back to using the stocking my mother quilted for me when I was a child. So we have those three up on the mantle. So next year, or maybe the year after, I will finally knit Jimmy his own stocking. Or maybe I'll knit Mr. Radio a new stocking. And Jimmy will continue to use the truck one. Because, you know, Mr. Radio's logic does seem sound true that this would be the perfect one for Jimmy. Yes, thank you, my darling. But we've just been having fun. Jimmy has been a little cooped up and antsy because of the way the weather has been. We either have a snowstorm or it warms up and so things melt. And so we either have snowdrifts, so I can't get the... Hey. I can't get the stroller through the snowdrifts, or it's so icy that it's way too dangerous to go for walks. And so Jimmy has and I haven't been on a walk in a couple of weeks now, and he is super antsy about that. Every day he goes to the front door and bangs on the front door to be outside. And so sometimes we just go out on our front stoop and just sit all bundled up and watch the snow and everything. Like, we did that yesterday. Yes, when we came back in, we were covered in snow, weren't we? And he was still mad about us coming in yesterday. I've been having a pretty tough time carving out some self-care time / creativity time for myself. During the day, I am working full-time as the practice manager for my company, GE Family Services. And then at night, I see clients. And so I really only have one or two nights a week that I get to crochet, if at all. And so I've been having a really hard time with that, honestly. I've been feeling the lack of it and the loss of it quite deeply. And it's coming out in little irritable comments that I'll like make to Mr. Radio and stuff. And I don't say it to be mean or to hurt his feelings at all, but I am aware that that is how it is manifesting, and I need to address that. So last night I was very conscious of that, and I finished with work around 8:30. And I told Mr. Radio, why don't you come to bed? I'll turn on a show and I'll work on Jimmy's Christmas sweater and we'll just sit together. And I did. It felt so good. And we were giggling and laughing. And Mr. Radio kept on falling asleep on me as we were watching our show. Poor guy. But I was very conscious of needing to meet that need within me, that creative need in that way. And so I was very happy to do that. But otherwise, things are good. We don't have any grand plans for Christmas. We're just going to have kind of a quiet Christmas. My niece is getting married in Utah the week after Christmas, and unfortunately we can't make it. But some of our family will be there. Obviously, her parents will be there. They're making the trip down. My parents have already arrived in Utah, so they're just waiting for everybody else to join them. And so, yeah, I wish I could be there for my first niece's wedding. She's not my firstborn niece. She's just the first niece to get married. I really wish I could be there for that. She's marrying a very wonderful young man, and he seems very genuine and loving and gentle. Just all these great things that you wish for your loved ones to have in a partner, you know? So that's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see any videos or pictures they send back. So, yeah, that's what's going on around Little Cabin Knits. On the shelf. Well, I have completed two pretty awesome knits for Christmas gifts right now. Actually, literally this morning, this first one is a crocheted sweater for my son, Jimmy. So this is his Christmas sweater. When I say it's his Christmas sweater, it is not Christmas themed. It is just that I have the tradition now that I knit him or crochet him a sweater that he receives either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. He'll probably receive this on Christmas Eve because I want him to wear it to church on Christmas Eve, and that would be really awesome. So what am I talking about? Well, I crocheted up for Jimmy the Burnside Cardigan by Katie Peterson. And the yarn that I used is Lion Brand's Pound of Love, which in the cherry colorway. So it's a nice, cheerful red. It's pretty, I mean, like, it's like kind of like Valentine's red. Yes. It's a little darker than the cheery Christmas red, but I think it really works wonderful. And so I used two crochet hook sizes to crochet this up for Jimmy. I used a J hook for the body and most of the crocheted ribbing around the sleeves, the hem, and the collar. And then for the button band, okay, so I guess it's not technically finished because I have to put buttons on it still, but I wanted to wash it first before I put buttons on, so I'm calling it done. For the button band, I used an H hook still for ribbing. And I really love how this looks. Now, I did have trouble with this. So this pattern calls for using the half herringbone stitch. And I didn't have any trouble with that until it came to the sleeves. Once I got to the sleeves, I couldn't figure out how to decrease in the half herringbone stitch. I watched videos on it. I went to the help page that the designer, Katie Peterson, had up, which, by the way, I love her pattern because she has so many helpful links in her pattern to either YouTube videos that she's done or more clarification on her blog. But even with all of that help, I could not get the decreases to go. And so the body of the sweater was crocheted flat and the sleeves were crocheted in the round. And I'm not sure if that made the difference or what, but that was the only difficulty. So I ended up just deciding that it was fine if there were no decreases at all. And I'm just looking at it now and I'm noticing that one sleeve is a tiny bit wider than the other sleeve. Well, that's interesting. Maybe it's like one stitch wider, it looks like, when I have them lay down together. Maybe it'll tighten up when I put them in the wash. By the way, Jimmy's joining us. He's eating his lunch. Yes. Hi, Jim. Yes. But I'm super excited about this. This was a labor of love for me because I'm having a really hard time finding time to crochet or knit anything. And so it's been interesting on that. Oh, I totally lied too. I have more than two finished objects because I've got a couple other things for Christmas gifts. But the next thing that I finished for Christmas is a hat for a friend of mine. I'm making two hats of these at the request of my husband / our friends. And actually, our friend is moving to Seward today. So I actually gave them their Christmas present 2 days ago when they were over. So it is the Alaska hat. And who is the Alaska hat by? I always forget. Hold on. Let me go to Ravelry and find out. Nope. I need to use Chrome for Ravelry. There he is. I don't know why, but I always use Chrome when I go to Ravelry. Maybe it's because it's just connects things so much easier for me. Because I just sign into Chrome under my name. But then, of course, all these other ones. I don't know. Don't ask me why I do the things that I do. Okay, so in my library. And then... And we had a winter storm last night and today. And so my internet is running very slow. Actually, it wasn't running at all before. Okay, so the Alaska hat is written by Camille Descoteaux. I have no idea, but it's French. The last name is French. And I think the pattern is still free. Nope, the pattern is now $5.50 Canadian, which is $4.23 American. Yes, my darling. Yes, you're making lovey eyes at me. It makes me feel so good. Yeah, you like your lunch?
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You make me so happy. Anyway, it's a beautiful hat. Now, she knit this up using a contrast yarn for the brim and the trees, and that could be, so I chose to use white for the trees and that, but not for the brim. I knit the brim in, and all of these are, Jimmy, don't, honey. You're going to mess up the recording. Yes. All of the things that I used are scraps, so I don't have names of the dyers or the colorways or anything. But the brim I knit in black, and then I brought in white for the trees, and I just used varying scraps to delineate. First, I used hunter green for the forest floor, and then after about, I think I did about 10 rows of that, rounds in that, and then I moved on to a blues, and then lighter blues or darker blues, and then I integrated some variegated pinks and sea glass blues to denote the Aurora sky, because I didn't have any, just a cake of yarn that I thought would look like the Aurora sky. I think so. She used Knit Picks chroma fingering in order to get that effect on hers. I would love to knit up another hat in this for myself using that chroma fingering. I'm gonna go click on it right now and see if I, oh yeah, the gradation on it would be great, but I don't think she tells you exactly what colorway she uses. She might on the pattern itself. Anywho. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. One skein of chroma fingering Knit Picks in the drawing room colorway. So that must be the background color. And it makes a perfect, like, I want that exact hat. I think everybody wants the exact hat that she knit. But still, my trees would be in white because that makes more sense for Alaska, honestly. So I knit that up for him, and I gave it to him, and he loves it. It's going to keep him warm down in Seward, and so I'm very happy about that. And so, James, do you need more water? Is that what's going on? You do need more water. How about I get that for you? And then I've been working on some gift set of scrubbies, the scrubbies that I've been crocheting up for the last, 9 months or so. That is the, let me see here, the crochet scrubbies, okay, hold on. I'm getting this so wrong. Three easy crochet scrubbies. And that is not it either. I need to look on Ravelry. But it's the free pattern that I get off of their blog, and I've just been using it. I love the scrubby puff that I get from this pattern. And so what I've been doing for these gift sets is crocheting up two scrubby puffs and then two flat scrubbies that are circular. So they kind of look like coasters, circular coasters when they're done, but they're used to for lighter scrubbing on pots and pans. Now, in the pattern, they in the blog post, they also talk about how you can easily make any of these into face scrubs by using something like organic cotton or even linen. I think that would be awesome. So I'm actually thinking about doing that myself because I only use my hand-knit washcloths for my face, and they're getting really old and tatty. So I'm thinking I might need to do that. So I have crocheted up two sets of these so far for Christmas. Jimmy is looking at me funny. One in the cool mint colorway of... Okay, sorry. You have no idea what I'm talking about, probably. Let's see here. Cool mint colorway from the Red Heart Scrubby Stripes. And then I'm also using the gingerbread colorway. So the gingerbread one is not stripes. It's a variegation. It's really cool. I didn't think I would like it because it looks kind of like poop in the skein. But I actually really like it. And for my brother-in-law. And my plan is to crochet up as many of these as possible for different people. Like a couple people from our church I'd like to do it for. But I'm not going to put big pressure on myself to complete these at this time. Right now, I'm pretty content with the amount of gift knitting that I've done and I'm currently working on. So I'm not going to keep pushing myself to try and make something happen. And so that, my friends, is on the couch. On the couch. I actually only have one thing actively on the couch at the moment, and that is my second Alaska hat by Camille. Special name. I want to see if she's got it. No, she doesn't have a special name in Ravelry, but Camille Descototo. I don't know French. I am terrible at it. But in this Alaska hat, I did the brim in brown. The trees are still in white, and I'm still doing just varying backgrounds of mini skeins of different blues. And I do about 10 rows in each color. And then once I get done at the very tip top of the chart, I go into my Aurora colors. And they come out pretty good. I'm about halfway through the pattern repeat for the trees on this. So I think I'm on track to have this done for Christmas for our other friends. And that is the only thing that I have on the couch. This one I am doing better than the first hat because the first hat, somehow it did not even register to me that she wanted you to knit the brim in a size 4, I think it is, and then the hat in size 5 needles. And so the entire first hat was knit in size 5s, and that made the brim a little too loose for my liking, but it works, it's fine. But the second hat, I'm actually knitting it correctly, and I love the firmness of the brim so much better. Are you getting restless? You want me to put on music, huh? Okay, one second. But you have food on your hands. You can't touch that. Oh, why don't you finish this first, baby, and then we can play with that. We can put on some music and dance. Yeah. Oh, the funness of trying to do two things at once, being a mom and record a podcast. I'm glad you guys are along for the ride, though. It makes me happy. But that is all that is on the needle, on the couch. One thing that I'm trying desperately hard to find is a crochet pattern for slippers for my husband, for Mr. Radio. I want to use that same yarn that I used for Jimmy's sweater, that Pound of Love in the cherry colorway, to crochet up Jeremy some slippers for Christmas. But I'm not having great luck. None of the patterns that I shared with you last episode are really hitting my fancy as far as what Mr. Radio would like. And then the ones that he does like, they're calling for like bulky yarn. So I'm contemplating perhaps just doubling up on the Pound of Love because that's a worsted weight. So maybe I'll double up on that. But I'm still looking at that. I've still got some crochet scrubby sets on the go or in my head. I've actually completed all the ones that I was working on, so I need to start a new set. But other than that, currently I'm not working on any of my other projects. I'm not working on my shawls, my sweater, or honestly anything else. I'm just solely concentrating on this right now, and I'm content with that because I don't have much brain space right now for knitting or crocheting. So, but that's okay with me. So that is on the couch. Personal skill set. Hygge for the holidays. You know, as this holiday season embraces us and approaches us, it's easy to get swept up in the hustle and the bustle of the shopping, the parties, and the never-ending to-do lists. You know, this year, however, why not take a little different approach? We can embrace the Danish concept of hygge, and that's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, but pronounced as if it's spelled H-O-O-G-U-H. And hygge is all about finding coziness, contentment, and warmth in the life's most simplest of pleasures. So in this segment, we're going to explore some ways on how we can incorporate hygge into your holiday celebrations and make this time of year a season of true comfort and connection. So how do we embrace the essence of hygge? So it's more than just a word. It's a way of life. It encompasses a feeling of well-being, of comfort, a sense of belonging, which everybody wants, right? We want to feel connected and in a place of belonging. It's about savoring the present moment, appreciating the little things, and fostering connections with loved ones. Hygge is often associated with the Danes, who are known for being some of the happiest people in the world, despite their long, dark winters, which as an Alaskan, I can really empathize with. So let's talk about creating a hygge atmosphere in our home or our spaces, right? One way to do this is through cozy decorations. So you can opt in for some soft, warm lighting with some candles and some fairy lights, as the UK, our UK friends like to call them. We just call them, Christmas tree lights. The soft glow of which creates a calming and inviting atmosphere in your home. So we have plans right now. We haven't put up our fairy lights or Christmas lights on our windows, but we have plans. We've got all the supplies out, and we're going to be doing that this evening for our home. Because I agree, it really does promote a feeling of... Sorry, Jimmy was getting into something. A feeling of coziness and an inviting, happy a calming atmosphere. You can use some natural elements in your decorations. So you can use some pine cones. You can use evergreen branches and different wood accents. And these bring a touch of the nature inside to your home. You can use warm and earthy colors and lots of plush blankets that can make your home feel, or your space feel, inviting and cozy. We have very specific blankets that we bring out every Christmas. So I'm actually sitting in a chair leaning against one of those blankets right now. But we always have lots of blankets around our house. A next idea is to create a comfortable space. So you can arrange your furniture in a way that encourages conversation and togetherness. Cozy gatherings with loved ones are a key element of hygge. You can create a reading nook with a comfy chair, soft blankets, and a stack of your favorite books. Or you can create a nook for journaling, enjoying your favorite slice of cake, sitting by the fire, whatever you want. A nook. Oh, man, I love nooks. Aren't they just the best? Yeah. Another form of bringing hygge into the holidays is through some, you know, homemade delightfulness, such as, you know, think about the scent of freshly baked cookies or bread. This instantly makes you feel at home, and it makes your home feel more inviting. So spend some time baking with your loved ones or on your own as a form of self-care. Every year I make goodies to share with my loved ones. I haven't done that yet, but I have been on the receiving end of some homemade fudge and snickerdoodles from a coworker, and they have been scrumptious. You know, hot drinks like cocoa or, I mean, mulled wine or my favorite apple cider, or just some herbal teas. These really warm you up, but also provide a sense of comfort through the scent in the air, but the holding of the warm cup, the sipping of the warm liquid, how the liquid feels as it enters into your body. It's all of that just brings home this sense of comfort. So another idea for some hygge activities would be during this time is taking some nature walks. You can bundle up and head outdoors for a walk in nature. I know, I already talked about how Jimmy and I are struggling with this right now. But, you know, if you don't have ice that is covered in snow, so it's a possible serious injury in the waiting, you could bundle up and go out and walk in nature. You know, yesterday I had a coworker join one of our staff meetings. She was on a walk and she put her video on for a moment, and she was walking through the snowstorm, and so she was just covered head to toe in all bundled up with a headscarf and a hat and a big bulky coat. But on top of all that was just snow, and she was glowing with happiness. You know, the crisp winter air and the sound of the snow crunching beneath your feet, or if you're not in a snowy climate, just the crisp air in general, or the sound of even just dirt crunching beneath your feet, can be an incredibly rejuvenating experience. Take some time to carve out some craft time. So you can engage in craft activities. I mean, this is a knitting and crocheting podcast, but I'm still going to say it. Such as knitting and crocheting or making homemade ornaments. This process can be very soothing and meditative. Right now on both Instagram and Ravelry, one of the top things that are coming up all over the place is knitted or crocheted garlands of some sort or another. I saw just yesterday a pattern for crocheted fairy lights. It was so cute. But then I thought about all of the different colored yarn that I would have to unearth or go out and buy in order to make that. And then I wasn't so comforted. But, you know, homemade ornaments are just so inviting and warm, but the process of making them also brings you this sense of connectiveness and loving towards those that you're making it for. I personally have quite a lot of homemade ornaments in my home. A couple years ago, I knit up a series of 24 mini socks or stockings, whatever you want to call them. And those I made into ornaments, and they're hanging on my Christmas tree and on a few of my little teeny Christmas trees that I've got around my home. And I just love looking at them. They're wild colors for the most part, but they make me so happy. Another activity idea is movie nights. During the holiday season, Christmas movies, which by the way, I just saw that there's a Hanukkah movie out right now, and I can't remember what app that was on, but I got really excited about that. It was kind of like a take on Groundhog's Day, but with a Hanukkah twist. And so hosting a movie night in which you snuggle in and watch Christmas movies with your family and friends, or just your family, is so inviting and very hygge. You'll pop some popcorn. I mean, the smell of popcorn in the air, come on, right? You can make some of these goodies for that night. One thing that my family has had as a tradition my whole life is my mother pops popcorn, we put in a Christmas movie, and we string popcorn to put on the Christmas tree. Now, I'm still calling it a tradition, even though I haven't done it in the past couple years because my lifestyle hasn't, you know, promoted that as right now. But, you know, next year or the year after, we're going to continue that tradition. And for now, what we did was the night that we decorated for our put up all of our Christmas decorations, we turned on a Christmas movie and had that on. You know, and then for Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Day, we watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Like, we love those kinds of things. So think about hygge and togetherness. This is one of the most beautiful aspects of hygge. that is that it's emphasis on spending quality time with your loved ones. During the holidays, you can prioritize meaningful connections over extravagant events and gifts. You can gather around a table for a simple homemade meal, engage in heartfelt conversations, and put away your digital devices and be fully present in the moment with your loved ones. Finally, you can embrace the silence. You know, we live in a very fast-paced world, and we often forget about the value of silence. Hygge encourages moments of stillness and quiet reflection. So consider taking a break during this holiday chaos to meditate, journal, or simply sit in silence, enjoying the peace of the moment. My friends, Hygge is a timeless concept that reminds us of the importance of slowing down, finding comfort in simple things, and nurturing our connectedness with loved ones. So this holiday season, take a step back from the frenzy of our society and what it demands on this season, and create an atmosphere of Hygge within your home and your hearts. By doing so, you're going to discover that true holiday magic lies in the warmth of togetherness and the comfort of the present moment. So light a few candles, pour yourself a warm drink, and embrace the Hygge spirit for a holiday season filled with joy, peace, and contentment. Contemplation Corner. Winter, a lingering season, is a time to gather golden moments, embarked upon a sentimental journey, and enjoy every idle hour. John Boswell. Thank you so much for joining me again this week, my friends, for episode 77 of Little Cabin Knits. This one, I feel, was a lot shorter than in the past couple that I've been putting out, and I'm okay with that, actually. Sometimes you just don't have a lot to say, and that's not a bad thing. But I hope that this holiday season fills you with a sense of Hygge, a sense of closeness, of comfort, of joy. And if you would like to get in contact with me, you can find me on the interwebs as Anders Mill Knits on Instagram and Ravelry. You can email me at littlecabinknitsak@gmail.com, or you can just give me a shout out wherever you can find me. Thank you so much for joining me. And if we don't speak before Christmas, happy holidays, my friends. May the joy of the season be in your hearts.